It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined right now by Dennis Matchuk of Matlin Starsley. Dennis, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and thanks for asking me to talk about our music. Always eager to talk about our music. So.
Yeah, very cool. Dennis, because I want to ask you about the new song. I've been listening to it called Lighter Shade of Blue. Really loving this one. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Well, actually, it's quite an old song. Baba Star, the guitar player in the band, and I have been writing for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote that for another project probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
And it was, it was initially a very slow traditional country ballad. And we demoed the song, but we never released it. And it was just kind of filed away and completely forgotten about. And when we went to the studio to do our second album, Stronger, with Matlin Starsley, I just stumbled across this song on my computer, and I remembered it, and I thought, wow, you know, I really like the song, like the storyline, and so I brought it to the band and said, can we do something with this? And we decided to rock it up a little bit, change some of the instrumentation. It became more of a keyboard song, the pace, up the pace a little bit, more drums.
Right.
And so we just kept sort of hacking away at it, sort of deconstructed it and reconstructed it. And we were really happy with the results. So we thought we'd put it on the album. And then I've been getting a tremendous response to it in our live performances. So we thought we'd release it as a single.
Very cool. And I want to kind of ask about the band specifically. I mean, you guys have been doing music for a long time. The name of the band, Matlin Starsley, where did that kind of come from? Where did kind of the idea for the band come from?
Well, yeah, Matlin Starsley itself, well, when we were putting this project together, Baba Star and myself, we were just looking at recording an album. We'd been writing, we wrote for some other people, and we thought we were just going to do an album and hire the best musicians we could come into the studio and work on the songs. And it just so happened that the people that we were looking to hire, they were kind of in the same headspace as we were. They wanted to be creative. They had songs that they had been working on, and they all wanted in on the project. And so we just kind of quickly became a full band project and started doing live performances and stuff. And it's been amazing. It's been great fun.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. And has interesting backstories. For example, our drummer toured with Bryan Adams for many, many years in the business for a number of decades. And I ran into him and met him. We were hockey dads together. Our sons were on the same hockey team. Had no idea he was a musician, none. And just by happenstance and sort of, occasion meeting together and an off chance at a jam, he got behind the kit and played, and I went, what the heck? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And so we, I asked him if he was interested in playing again. And he said, only under certain conditions. He didn't want to be a sideman. And he wanted to be in on the writing process. And I said, well, we got the project for you. So just one of many stories with the guys in the band. And the name of the band, we couldn't find anything. We're all sort of vintage age. We were trying to find a band name that would work for us, and we were just struggling mightily. And the only name we could really come up with is Big Red Wagon, so which didn't really work. And so we just kind of pieced the band name together with bits and pieces of our last names. So Matlin Starsley.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
we kind of just went with that. Yeah.
That's cool. Now that you say that, I noticed that. But I would not have. I would have not, unless I asked. I probably wouldn't have come to that conclusion and figured that out.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
The only name that's not there is our keyboard player and our multi instrumentalist Daryl Ebear. He was last on the scene, so he was too late to get his name on there. But he's okay with that.
Oh, I love that. I love hearing stories and kind of how that all comes to be. Very cool. Again, you're running up by Dennis Matchuk. Dennis, what's kind of on the way for you guys in the next little bit? Obviously, I mean, Christmas right around the corner, maybe taking a little time off, a little break, but maybe planning, getting set for 2023. What's on the way? You getting ready for some live shows? What's on the way for you guys in the next little bit?
Yeah, for the next little bit, it's going to be pretty quiet. We are just writing basically, we mean, we're doing a number of writing sessions, and we're excited about album number 3. We've written a couple of great new tunes that we're excited about. And then hopefully in the spring and summer start doing a number of more live performances and just getting out there. We want to sort of extend our musical footprint. You know, we've been, especially with COVID and everything, we've kind of been restricted to British Columbia and the Lower Mainland. So we really want to extend our footprint and get out and do a lot more live shows. We did about a dozen live shows last year, a number of festivals, and we'd like to do more of that. We'd like to get out to the prairies for sure and then out to the East Coast if possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go, you did mention that you guys have played Lighter Shade of Blue to live audiences and getting good feedback. What's kind of it? Tell a little bit more about the feedback. I mean, it must mean a lot, whether it be after show or before show, get people to come up and say they love that tune, love that song, loving the sound of it. What's kind of that like, playing brand new songs and new songs for live audiences and getting that feedback?
Yeah, well, the response to our live performances has been wonderful. It's always nerve wracking, you know, getting up there and introducing a new song. And one of the things when we started the band, and it was sort of our, you know, we let everyone know is that, you know, we just simply aren't going to do any cover tunes. Hats off to people who do cover tunes and, you know, in tribute bands and that. And some of the members in the band play in some tribute bands and stuff.
Yeah,
but it was just kind of a decision that we made is that we were just going to stand or fall on our own music, you know, you know, drag out some hit song there to keep the audience engaged. And we've all done that for years and years and decades.
Right.
And so we've just been going out there and playing 90 minutes of our own music. You know, we've been playing, you know, the first album and the second album and it's so exciting to introduce the new songs, you know, and we let the crowd know this is brand new. It's a yay or a nay. What do you think?
You
know? Let us know what you think. And, you know, with our demographics, you know, we sort of have an older demographics and people seem to be really digging the songs and we're excited to write new ones. And our live shows, we've kind of been really sort of picky with where we're going to play and the venues we're going to play and trying to make it an event as opposed to just being out there and grinding away like we used to do. And we've been really, really happy with the response because we were really nervous about it. We had a lot of naysayers, a lot of people saying, your age, what are you doing? A new band at your age? What are you thinking? You know, do a tribute act, make a bunch of money. And so we kind of stepped away from all that and just decided we were going to live and die with what we're writing. And So it's been extremely rewarding, and we have a cast. I mean, just great people in the band, and we have a blast every time we get together to write or record or play, and it's more fun than a man my age has a right to have. But
it's very inspirational. I love it. I love hearing how that is all going. And 2023 is looking like it's going to be busy for you guys getting out and playing some live shows. That's going to be pretty cool, Dennis.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're really hoping to get out to the prairies and do a few shows certainly this summer. And, you know, we still have lots of friends back there and people in the music industry. So I think we're going to make it happen.
Awesome. Very cool. We are definitely looking forward to what is on the way from all of you there at Matlin Starsley. And Dennis, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best. Looking forward to the new tunes. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Be great to see you.